Hunt's network has been up and running for 3 years.
I've been doing computer networking now for about 15 years. The networking part was not an issue, but no one was bringing the high-speed internet to where I am.
Some network companies, Hunt said, were close, but were primarily interested in the town of Appomattox.
But the rural areas, well, they said we can't get enough customers in a concentrated area to give us the money to generate or to offset what is the cost is. So I said, well, if you aren't, then I guess I will.
Guaranteed Network Services was born. He put up a 190-foot transmission tower on a steep hillside near his home with a system to control it remotely. As the GNS network has grown, Hunt has adapted to circumstances.
We have one tower that sits primarily in the area of Appomattox and put another tower up about 10 miles away. We have worked from there, going not only to tall towers, but you can't afford to put those everywhere. So you just kind of go to small towers, you go to houses and broadcast off of that. Anywhere that you can get any type of height, you may only catch a half a dozen customers at that area. But you catch what you can catch and you keep on going.
For electric power, Hunt has recently added solar panels to his initial string of car batteries.
We have a pretty good customer base. We are around 100 customers right now. We'd like to at least get to 150 before the end of the year.
His customers get a 10-day trial period, and then they're asked to sign a 6-month contract. They pay for their equipment.
I have to charge something, when I put the equipment in, because equipment costs me. And that's what I charge people. If I can put them in a piece of equipment that is less expensive, then I charge them less. 100% the goal is to get it to the people.
GNS offers two levels of broadband service.
One is $39.95, and that's for 1 meg, both up and down. And then if they want a faster speed, then we offer that at $54.95. which is $15 extra for the second meg. It would double the speed for $15.
It's a very hands-on operation, and Hunt says while he has competitors, his service is better because he lives in the community and offers high-quality work that he guarantees at a reasonable cost.
We've got people everywhere that say, we want you. The only limitation right now, of course, is the finance of doing it. We didn't set out to become rich overnight. In fact, the guy who does usually goes bust overnight. We just basically set out. It is totally a expedition to get the broadband to the people. We try to keep our rates basically as low as we can.
Hunt notes he is very security conscious and conducts constant security tests from the outside in and the inside out of the GNS network. To learn more, you can call 434-993-3709. There is also a website.
We try to keep the thing fairly update with the website, gnsnetworks.com, though I don't spend all my time doing it. I'm out here trying to work, and we usually work about 14 hours a day as an average. But I don't have a lot of time to spend just, quote, updating websites. And that's probably about the best way to know what's going on.
John Ogle, WCVE News.